USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden and U.S. allies continuing to use diplomacy to ward off a Russia invasion of Ukraine. Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion would cause widespread human suffering, and says that the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but has well more than 100,000 troops near its border. U.S. officials say Russia can enter the country at any moment. Meanwhile, airlines like Dutch carrier KLM, they're canceling flights to Ukraine until further notice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent Saturday in Hawaii with his counterparts from Japan and South Korea discussing threats posed by North Korea after that country started the new year with a series of missile tests. Blinken said that Pyongyang was in a phase of provocation. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Inflation, which is at a 40-year high, is among American concerns. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Texas Republican Rep. Lance Gooden says the White House strategy is simply not working.
I know the future will be bleak as long as the only solution the Democrats have is to continue spending more money. And all these spending packages that we have talked about, the Build Back Better, these are things that will increase inflation and just further delay our recovery.
The congressman spoke on Fox News. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
29-year-old Aaron Jackson of Ocala, Florida, became the first black woman to win a speed skating medal at the Beijing Winter Games. Jackson won the 500 meters with a time of 37.04 seconds, giving the speed skating team its first medal of this Olympiad and the first individual medal since 2010. She joined Shawnee Davis as the only black athletes to win long track speed skating medals at the Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
People may have a strong objection to COVID vaccine mandates on political or medical grounds, but that does not elevate them to a religious belief that should be accommodated. Those words from conservative evangelical leader Robert Jeffress in an email to the Associated Press. While thousands have been seeking such exemptions from vaccine mandates, they have been doing so without the backing of major denominations or leaders. Pope Francis has defended vaccines as the most reasonable solution to the pandemic, even though there are divisions within the U.S. Catholic Church. One of the country's largest retailers are easing some of their COVID restrictions.
Walmart has ended its mask requirements for employees that are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 nationwide, according to a memo. The company, which was one of the first private employers to require masks at the start of the pandemic, sent a memo to its employees announcing the change. Walmart also said it would be ending its paid leave policy, which gave associates extra time off for COVID-19 illnesses, on March 31st. Daily health screenings will no longer be required after the end of February. The decision from Walmart comes after states and companies across the country, including Amazon, have started to lift their mask requirements as the pandemic begins to ease. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news at usaradio.com. From the USA Radio News Bureau in New York, I'm Kenneth Burns.